Blog Talk Radio.
Before our meditation today, Spirit has told me that I should explain the true spiritual meaning behind the meditation. So we're going to have a little lesson today. And I know most of you know as far as the chakras. But for us now, there are many people that may join us. And I really want them to understand as well. Today's meditation is the Rainbow Bridge of Ascension. Now, as we look at Ascension, we were given everything we need within our own body. The Rainbow Bridge is directly related to all 15 chakras of the third and fourth dimension. And for those of you who do not know what a chakra is, know that that is the spiritual center, a spiritual center, that holds this energy together, whether it's the physical, mental, emotional, our aura, our subtle bodies, our pain body, our ego. It holds this energy together because, remember, energy is constantly moving. So without the spiritual centers, we could not exist. So as we look at the chakras and we look at the root chakra located by the groin, that is a beautiful fire engine red. And it a lot of the sexual organs and sexual activity is provided by the root chakra, but understand that if you procrastinate at all, it will block the root chakra and you will not be able to move forward. So we're going to do a prayer to clear these chakras at the end of the meditation. Now, the second chakra is the seat of the soul, located between the roots and the sacral plexus. And that is a beautiful orangish red. The seat of the soul, as we ascend, and this is one of the lessons I teach, as we ascend, we can bring some energy of the soul into us. Most of us, all of us practically we don't have the high enough frequency to bring in soul energy. But as we heal, as we work, as we become more spiritual, that is possible. Now, the sacral plexus, that's orange, and that is all about the reproduction, the energy of our intestines and so forth. Now, above the sacral plexus, at the navel, is the energy of a beautiful peach, and that is the energy of the umbilical cord. It's the energy of mother, and it is also the energy of the. It is an energy of how we were brought into this world, and the things that are related to mom. Now, the solar plexus is beautiful, beautiful yellow. And that is our power chakra. That is where we can easily be drained by codependency and the ego. So we'd be careful about that. Above the solar plexus is the diaphragm. And that's that big piece, split piece, soupy green. And that allows for us to, allows us to take in the energy of the Creator. Now as we, and the breath of the Creator. Now, as we go to the heart chakra, which rules the lungs and the heart, that is a beautiful green. All the primary colors are the third dimensional chakras. And then above that is the thymus chakra, which is a beautiful greenish blue. And remember, the thymus chakra rules the immune system. Above the thymus, right between that and the thoracic bridge in the throat, there's the bronchial chakra. And the bronchial chakra is a beautiful, like an aquamarine, a turquoise, depending on the frequency. And this is a new chakra, relatively new, and it allows us to emotionally communicate through with others. It is one of the new traits of humanity that's coming through. Now, the thoracic bridge, that is a teal. And the thoracic bridge allows us to telepathically communicate with others. And I know that's happening more often now with a lot of people come to me. And if you're close to someone, they may also have this energy of knowing what you're thinking. It's common now. Now, the throat chakra is a beautiful royal blue, primary color again. And the throat chakra, that is where you speak your truth. And it's easily blocked if you can't speak your truth, if you have to say something else. Also, with the throat chakra, know that, you know, a lot of things here with the thyroid can happen if the thyroid, if the throat chakra is not cleared. Now, behind the head, at the base of the skull, is the occipital chakra. And the occipital chakra is a beautiful deep pink. These are the eyes on the back of the head of each mother. These are the things that allow us to understand what is within our environment. The brow chakra is between the eyebrows. This is also a fourth dimensional chakra. And that is a beautiful, it's a blue with a pink mixed in it. Now, I know the third eye, everyone knows the third eye chakra, and that's beautiful indigo. But you have to understand that the third eye allowed people to view the fourth dimension. The energy of the brow chakra allows us to see into upper dimensions. Now, the crown chakra is beautiful purple, and as a beautiful purple, the energy allows our connection with our Creator. Remember, that is where the energy of the newborn baby. The newborn baby cord, the spiritual cord that allows the baby to be born, allows the baby to develop, it comes through that chakra. All right, now, so looking at these colors and knowing that you have been so beautifully created, and that as these chakras are developed, and you develop them spiritually by surrendering, by becoming more in tune with all that is spirit, by staying in your goodness and realizing that that goodness is going to allow you to progress after you leave here. So, excuse me. Now, the Rainbow Bridge is the bridge between these third dimensional frequencies through the fourth dimensional frequencies to the fifth dimensional energies of our heaven. And you can do this as often as you'd like. It will help you. And as I said, we're going to do an invocation to heal these chakras, to clear and heal after the meditation. So, if you would now, take a deep breath. And call in whoever, you know, if it's Jesus or spirit or higher power, whatever you usually connect with, I want you to bring them in now. Because just bringing them in is going to change your frequency. Take another deep spiritual breath. And on the exhale, give me a hard exhale. That's how you release negative energies. All right. I want you to imagine the energy of your higher self as the energy comes in from the fifth dimension to hold you and heal you during this meditation. And as your higher self, or Jesus, or Creator, whatever you have chosen, that is what is close to you. It is what is close to you that will allow you to progress, that will help you. Take another deep breath and just surrender. Surrender into the moment when we will take our bridge to the fifth dimensional heaven. I want you to imagine you're standing at the end of this cliff. It is an energy of love that is coming through you now. The energy of your Creator, your higher self. The awakening process is a huge part of this now. And as you stand at this edge of ground or land, I want you to look down and see a beautiful red step, a beautiful red step, fire engine red. This fire engine red has a frequency. Every color has a frequency. And this frequency, as you step upon this step, your entire body becomes filled with this frequency of red. And anywhere you might need it within your body, it will heal. Another step appears, joined with this one, and it's a beautiful reddish orange. And you look at it and you're drawn to it. This is the energy of the seed of the soul. And as you look at it now, you will be filled with the frequency of this reddish orange. And now another step joins the first two, and it is the color of the sacral, that beautiful orange, the primary orange. And as you look at it, you start to feel the energy of it. As you step on that step, you are filled with the frequency of the orange, the frequency of progression. And now another step appears, and it is a beautiful, beautiful peach colored, similar to the chakra of the navel. And as you're standing still on the sacral, as you look at this step, and as you step upon it, you are filled with the frequency of the peach. And wherever your body might need it, it will go there. And it will be refreshing as we do this. Now, another step appears, and it is a beautiful, beautiful solar yellow. And that yellow is same as the solar plexus. That yellow is the power chakra. This is where a lot of your energy can either be increased or depleted. And right now, with your permission, we want to bring back all energy that is yours. Just ask your spirit to bring back all energy, cleansed and purified. And as this beautiful yellow, as you step on the step, you're filled with this strength. And your attitude is brand new. And then another step appears, and it's that split pea soup type green. And as we look at that color, we are filled with the breath of God. And we feel the energy of our entire body just filled with a renewed strength because of this breath as we step upon it. And now another step appears, and it is a beautiful green, the primary color of green. And this is the energy that fills our heart space, heals our emotions. As you step upon it, your heart is renewed. And then, as another step appears, it is a beautiful greenish blue. This frequency fills you and strengthens your immune system. Now, as you step upon this, feel the energy, align your immune system to what it should be, to 100%. Now, above the thymus is the bronchial, and that is a beautiful turquoise. As that step appears, step upon it and be filled with new breath, the breath of spirit. And then above the thymus, as we step on this next step, the bronchial, that beautiful, beautiful turquoise that's filling us now. And above another step appears. And as we look at that step, we look at the color teal, and that is totally absorbed within our system. Now, the throat chakra, that primary color of blue, allows for us to take this next step, and as we step upon it, we are incredibly filled with the higher frequency of this primary blue. And as we progress, there'll be many colors of blue. They want you, Spirit wants you to know that. Now, behind the head at the base of the skull, that's where this color pink is. And as we take another step, this beautiful pink comes up through our feet, through our bodies, and we are filled with this frequency of pure love. And just feel that within your body. And as another step appears, it is a beautiful blue with very, very mild pink hues within it. And this is where we develop, or we progress into our gifts with this brow chakra. And then as we step upon this, we're filled with that color. And then as we take another step, that beautiful color of indigo, feel it as it opens up your third eye and allows your gifts to come forward. And then another step appears, and it's a beautiful purple. And you feel all that you are is being filled with the energy of the Creator, just as when you were created. Now, you turn around now to look at this bridge, the bridge of these beautiful mystical colors, all these different frequencies that you are. And as we say this invocation, we want to clear negativity, and we want to align these chakras to the cosmic template of the higher self. So if you would, take a deep breath. I say, by the power and authority of Jesus. You might say something else, that's fine. It is now commanded and decreed, all negative entities and energies be now released and removed, never to return. All energies that I am be now cleansed and purified and allowed to align to the highest spiritual vibration. All that I am, align and regenerate now to the perfect programming and patterning of the cosmic template of the fifth dimensional heaven. I am ready to progress. I am ready to ascend. So be it. So be it done. So be it done now. Take those three deep breaths. And you can come back and do this meditation or write down this invocation and say it often. My wish for everyone is higher progression, learning whatever we can now. Many people are awakening, and that's really what this is all about. So I'd like to tell you about a new show that we're going to be doing on Fridays. It's called Healing for All. If you're interested in healing, or maybe you don't know what spiritual healing is, or if you have a particular problem that we can help you with, we'd love to have you call in on Fridays between noon and 1. We're going to do it every week. And you'll learn a lot. I will tell you that. You will learn a lot. And, you know, people understand that we're not doing the healing. The Creator, Spirit, those are healing. We're just guiding. And we have so much information that we would like to share with you. I want to thank you so much for listening. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
You are seen.